I'll start by reminding you that COCO is a committee which was formed about 2 years ago to try and at least start to solve some of the problems which recur again and again in this society, problems having to do with coordination of the activities of our center, particularly activities involving communication, involving the publications of our society, involving the publications of the center and of the observing committees which the National Council has operated. I have prepared a brief report of which there are probably enough copies now to go around, and I'd just like to comment very briefly on these, and then I propose that the meeting be thrown open for general discussion and comment. The first thing that I'll say is that a year ago, the committee consisted of about 7 people whose names are listed here. Shortly after last year's General Assembly, we began to realize that this committee was not as effective as it might be, partly because it was small, and partly because even within this small committee, the load seemed to be falling very heavily on the shoulders of 3 or 4. I'll mention in particular Ken Chilton, who has been a major contributor both to our educational and our observational activities. And Ken did a rather detailed study of some of the problems that were facing us, and it would seem to us, and in fact this was the feeling of National Council towards the end of last year, that this committee should be enlarged to include a group of what you might call resource people. I've listed the names of some people who have been suggested. This list is not intended to be complete. Neither, in fact, is it obligatory in the sense that, in fact, many of these people have not yet been asked whether they would be willing to serve. But we would hope that these people and others would act as resource people who would advise us on observational activities and would occasionally contribute by suggesting programs of observational activities, would assist by writing short articles describing techniques and things that could be done. Another item of administration was that it became apparent that Ken Chilton was doing far more work than a person who is simply a member of the committee should, and it was felt very much that he should serve as a sort of co-chairman for this committee with particular responsibility to observational activities. Also, at the January National Council meeting this year, I wrote to National Council suggesting that I wish to resign as chairman of this committee as of now, not because I don't enjoy doing it, but because I think that a position like this could easily become stale. There's a very definite need to have a turnover in a position like this, so that my resignation is being submitted as chairman of this committee, but not necessarily as editor of the newsletter, which is a related but actually separate situation. The second area which is covered in my report has to do with our national newsletter. And what I can say about the newsletter is this, that certain people have been very good about contributing to it. I would mention Ken Chilton, Mrs. Russell of St. John's in particular, who have been major contributors to the newsletter. But the newsletter is hampered because there are not sufficient suitable submissions to it. In fact, there are very few submissions at all. I don't want to give the impression that a lot of material comes in which I consider unsuitable. Virtually nothing comes in that cannot be made suitable rather quickly. But there is a lot of people have commented upon the deficiencies of our publications. A lot of people have commented on the need for the newsletter. But what we need is contributions, things that are short, easily understandable, and useful. So I've indicated here that the contributions that we have had have been well balanced as to their fields of their subject matter, but they're not well balanced as to the contributors. A few people have been doing all of the work. The third area, which comes under our committee, is observational work. And we've done very well in terms of planetary programs, again thanks to Ken. The coordinating committee for the solar eclipse has been set up and I think is the model of the sort of observational programs, coordinating programs that we should have. I should also mention that the instigation of Rick Lavery from Ottawa, we now have a variable star observing program on a national basis, and he has prepared and is distributing kits on how to do these observations. I think it's true that observational programs really have to have their instigation in one or two people who are interested in this. It's rather difficult for a national coordinating committee to set up some sort of observing program in which they do not have any particular experience or expertise. So this is where we need the resource people. This is where we need the people like John Howell to get us organized on occultations and things like that. I've mentioned a few things down at the bottom. I'm not sure how this British Astronomical Association project is coming along. I think that it's in the works, and we may be able to reprint very shortly this very useful guide to observing. Well, those are the items which I've covered here. I don't know whether we want a formal motion that this be adopted. I doubt it, because this is really a report for the National Council. I suggest now that the floor be open to discussion and comment on any aspects of coordination of center activities.